Blog Talk Radio.
Competition with a feeling that something's missing. Bred in a corn addiction with a synthetic composition. On the brink of a civil war or the forming of one religion. I wonder what came first, dinosaurs or Darwinism. Pledging allegiance to a flag since elementary. Writing curses and curses and casting spells stung by the spelling bee. And they say congratulations, you graduated. From slavery to paid slavery, you actually made it. Here, take this gown and cap and wave it. Like a celebration of going to school just to get a job to paper it. Like a nation that traded its minerals in exchange for paper payment. Here, these are your gods, you have to praise them. I wonder who we worship if we weren't captured and traded. Consider this my affidavit. Yeah, it's the ruling class here to rule your ass. Prescription drug thug, cocaine mule your ass. Agricultural skills sure would suit your ass. But they say, living off the land is a useless task. Here, work for dead presidents. Fooled your ass. Any revolutionaries, they remove your ass. Fast, click clack, quick blast, in a flash. Whiplash from the kickback or the impact. Put the shit back, as long as my head is intact. I be as political as I want, cause I get taxed. Nah, this ain't no fucking diss track to diss track. A useless chit-chat and syntax on whose ass is this bad and who has the sick tag. Who's batting this average? Compare his passes to his passes. It's a thousand sports channels, you can get this package or this package. Who's this savage? Hey, let's compare your emotional baggage to my emotional baggage and see who calls each other bitch bastards. Haters go out their way to fuck up my day. But I ain't even worried about your bitch ass. And it's quite the optic, hard to take your eyes off it. They make the sky toxic, prescribe the antibiotic. Make a high profit, divide the margin. You could die off it if you do, they hide the autopsy. What the fuck are you supposed to do? More gallons in your kosher food. What the fuck is even kosher food? Third generation crops won't produce. Be careful who you keep close to you. I'm from Atlanta, but shouts out to my Oakland crew. They say Bobby Ray the older you is overdue. I say, hey, sorry I got a little caught up exposing truths. I used to think, what would Hova do? Now I think, what the fuck would Macho Man and Hulk Hogan do? Now if Steve Austin was America, and The Rock was Afghanistan, then Russia and China would be Triple H and Illuminati would be Vince McMahon. Now when the haters are the Undertaker, the crowd doesn't stand a chance. When the international bankers are walking through the stands, slide your ass in the van. You think you a fan, but you really just a lamb. Niggas start trends every day, but don't ever get no pair of Vans. What the fuck is in advance? Niggas live on color people time. What the fuck is in advance? I don't fucking understand. I just want my fucking band. I'm a walking, talking human conundrum, like a Muslim going ham, looking for the promised land. False stories of Christopher Columbus holding Pocahontas' hand. Black history is the shortest month. I just hope you understand when the native Indians don't get shit, but Thanksgiving and some yams, like, here, here's a few casinos, huh? Sorry we took all your land, huh? Well, let's just move on, because America's great. Man, I fucking love it. Democratic or Republic. Lightning rod, change the subject. All of these religions, I'm glad I found one. All of these beliefs, mine's the right one. Trying to process all of this info you hide from. So you wait the fuck up, I don't need your advice, son. Question your religion, condition your mind, hun. Whatever's prohibited, I'ma defy them. The smell of freedom is making my eyes run. To authority, I'm the antithesis. I'm not a pacifist or a philanthropist. And I ain't got all the answers. I just got a louder mic and better stances, bitch. Oh, I'm sorry, did I offend you? What the fuck you think goes on in schools you send your kids to? What the fuck you think they serve for lunch? What's on the menu? That's my only ratchet shit is what these kids is into. A language comprehensible. Friends do what they friends do. People act for fucking hard, but really they just gentle. Psychological children. Grown-ups with issues. Grown-ups with children who grow up with issues. Cancer tissues. Abandonment. Misuse. Subliminal marketing screaming, here, let me fix you. I have the cure. I have the remedy. I am the savior. I am not the enemy. But give me your money. Give me your money. Give me your money. Everybody's in debt, but this is a free country. They dock your pay. What a mockery. Why you on the clock? Hickory dickory dockery. They want cable. They want coffee. They want comedy. Anything to take their mind off being property. Trying to say it properly. working on my tax, but I am the anomaly. They know I'm the shit like a ileocolonoscopy. They know I'm the shit by just looking at my discography. They know I've been sent to awaken this idiocracy. Mass media, hypocrisy, turn into a worker bee, harvest a honey tree. I'm just being honest, B. Mother Earth quakes underneath. Father sky up above the sea. God the Father, the sky. Son of God, the Son. Amun-Ra, the eye. No more amen, no more folded hands. Goodbye. Adios. Au revoir.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right. Greetings, 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 everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to another broadcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. I am your host, Haru. Guys, I wanted to come on just to kind of do, you know, one of my Haru Presents shows. And what I'm going to be presenting to you guys is just some of my favorite, you know, clippings. You know, when it comes to wisdom and knowledge and information, I love to pull, although I speak and I talk a lot, you know what I'm saying? I like to pull and, you know, get other perspectives and kind of, you know, compile it together to kind of paint a bigger picture. I don't know. This is like one of my hobbies, if you will. You know, so I bring that to here to ear, you know, not just for myself, but for, you know, the world to hear, guys. So I wanted to kind of, you know, I was just thinking about, you know, some things that I heard like over time, you know what I'm saying? So I just want to kind of just play, you know, just clips, you know what I mean? You know, might go 3 hours, might go 2 hours, who knows? But I just want to kind of, you know, compile a clipping show, you know, just some of my favorites, you know what I mean? So that's what we're doing today, guys. Enjoy. I may play music in between. I'm going to be also taking notes. So if you want to grab your pen, guys, you can go ahead and take notes as well. And, yeah, I'll be back periodically throughout the broadcast. This first one, though, guys, is a lot about what's going on, you know, in our now. So, yeah, you may want to grab a pen and paper. You may want to take some notes. If you want to call in, the number to call in is going to be area code 929-477-3423. Be sure to press 1 only if you want to get in the caller queue and speak to the host. All right, guys. Peace. Happy full moon, right?
Hello. Hello. This is Ihani, and I would like to talk about EMF, electromagnetic frequencies, electromagnetic fields, electromagnetic pollution, human consciousness, and the planet as it is right now and how it's going, how it could be going. Something which I believe is very, very, very important is the health of the human body, the health of the electromagnetic field that surrounds the human body. And right now, especially in the large cities and in places where there are towns and you know, technological infrastructure, there is right now something that is damaging us silently, something that has to be explained, has to be educated to all individuals. And this is EM technology, digitally pulsed EM technology, and how it has an effect on our brain waves and our electromagnetic health, our blood cells, our nervous system. Understand, the human body is electric. This is proven by science. The brain, the heart, the nervous system, it is electrical. It's like an electrical circuit. The phone that I'm holding, your refrigerator, your computer, your tablets, all of the power lines and the electrical distribution of wires throughout your house, everything, that would be considered extremely low frequency EM or EM technology, which usually runs on like 60 hertz. Now we have radio waves and microwaves and extremely high frequency technology, which is like the Wi-Fi signal, the cell phone towers, TV towers, and radio towers and other forms of technology that are broadcasting a signal. These signals can go for up to kilometers, and especially in these areas where there are a lot of people distributed in a small area, there are many cell phone towers around us. Now, I am the individual who is going to say that I am electromagnetically sensitive. I'm just one of those individuals who is very sensitive on both a electromagnetic level, psychic level, spiritual level, even physical level. I can feel things that some other individuals can't on the surface. However, this somewhat of a curse throughout my life, being able to sense all these strong energies on the planet, whether they be negative energies come from technologies or perhaps other entities or perhaps beings of light, both polarities, you know, being able to sense everything, being able to sense the astral environment, electromagnetic environment, the technological environment. I'm just one of those individuals who just know what's going on, even though I don't have to read anything. I just know. Through dreams, through reading, through understanding things, through my own journey of life, I have come to the conclusion that these EM towers, these cell phone towers, these radio towers, these computers that we use, are excessively damaging the human race and damaging animal life, plant life. You see, the earth, the human body, the brain and the physical body, the frequencies that we use naturally are very slow, natural, very, very, almost meditative, like, you know, 7.83 hertz, the Schumann resonance. We have delta waves, we have alpha waves, we have theta waves, we have beta and gamma. Now, those frequencies are quite slow and rhythmic unless you get into, you know, beta and gamma, which is like the more higher processing frequencies that the brain might experience through very heightened levels of awareness, or very heightened levels of inspiration. But the refrigerator, the powering structures throughout your house, your computer, your phone, that runs anywhere from 60 hertz onwards. And that's a problem because it's broadcasting a frequency that if you place next to your brain or you're holding it or you're constantly typing away at it or you're, you know, constantly surrounded by it, that can have an influence on the natural electromagnetic communication of all your cells. Even worse, we have the broadcasting frequencies that would then, you know, broadcast a very strong frequency that would be, you know, like wireless technology, radio frequencies, microwaves, which are basically the same thing, that operate on a much higher frequency that is like a, you know, gigahertz, even, you know, further, like the Wi-Fi that I have downstairs that I turn off at night when I sleep, it's like 2.45 hertz, gigahertz, which is like millions of hertz per second, which is like, you know, you think about that, that's just a bit too much when you were to have, let's say, multiple wireless devices around you. Wouldn't that have an effect on your own brainwaves and your own consciousness if you're not equipped, if you don't have the consciousness, the awareness, or the developed electromagnetic pulse communication of your own heart and your body? If you haven't trained that and developed that, you can have illnesses, you can have cancers, you can have a number of diseases that would range from psychological issues like confusion, insomnia, to, you know, muscular, neurological, bone problems, all kinds of, in fact, I would be the one to say that 90% of all of these symptoms that we have listed, like thousands of different issues from the psychological range to the physical range, to even emotional problems like, you know, stress disorders or perhaps bipolar, depression, all these things are linked to EM technologies. Because these EM technologies, they are silently and almost invisibly affecting us, affecting the electromagnetic field of the body. Now, there's always solutions to every problem we encounter in life. There is always a solution. However, the most important thing, the first thing before we get to the solution is the awareness. We have to develop the awareness. Where do you live? Where is the Wi-Fi located in your house? Are you using the cell phone more than you should? Are you using the computer more than you should? Do you have any EM shielding technology? Do you have any EM shielding pendants or orgone pendants? Do you have any grounding or earthing technologies? Do you live next to a large city? And do you have any symptoms? Like, are you going through any depressions or any very difficult electromagnetic problems? Are you going through perhaps a cancer? Are you going through any physical discomfort or anything, you have to really analyze and bring up to your consciousness. Write it down, research it, look on the internet, don't go on TV, don't go to the hospital, don't go to the medical doctors. I say the medical doctors have no use to us in this time. We need alternative electromagnetic therapy that instead of giving you some pills or an injection, which is like the evils in the medical world, we need a smoothie that is rich in electromagnetic energy. We need some earthing technology, go barefooted, go in a place that doesn't have any EM radiation, like a larger beach that has, you know, extends for miles, a place where there's no reception, a place where you can hug a tree and a tree can, you know, connect with your own electromagnetic body, a place within your being, within your own mind, within your own body, a place where you can really reach into the stillness and then begin to broadcast your own signal, your own vibratory rate, your own vibratory signal that is natural and is in tune with the earth, the Schumann resonance. And understand that your brain and your body know how to heal itself. It just takes a little bit of time, and it takes the right environment and the right supplementation of nutrients and electromagnetic energies to certain parts of the body. Like when you look at the philosophy of the East, they put a lot of emphasis on meditation and slowing down and really kind of moving with the wind or moving with the water, moving with the natural elements that surround us. Why? It's because we are composed of these elements. We are composed of these naturalistic, earthly, or intergalactic energies, meaning, you know, solar energies. We are the sun. We are the universe. We are the earth. We are the great two polarities. We are the male, the female. We are the left and right brain hemispheres. We have all of the different components of these kind of seemingly separate energies, but these yin-yang, masculine, feminine, hard, soft, light, dark, kidney, left, right, all these different polarities, if you know how to tap into them, understand electrical technologies, positive, negative, magnetic technologies, north, south, it is the attributes of the heart that will tune you into the knowledge of this. The heart is a singularity, but the heart will then broadcast the awareness to the physical body of the awareness of light and dark, the awareness that can see the reflection within another person. See the reflection of light and dark. See the reflection of these seemingly polarities. They're not actually polarities. The system, the media, all of these different systems and schemes on the planet, they want you to believe that you're separate from the female. They want you to be in a conflict. They want you to believe that there's a conflict. They want you to believe that there's a terrorist out there that is controlling something, and we have to surveil, and we have to spend millions of dollars on trying to hunt down these people and ISIS and all this bullshit. It is all down to the internal field. It's down to the inside, not to the outside. Don't look outside. Don't look at the cell phone tower and say, that's my biggest enemy. The biggest enemy that you'll ever encounter is your own fear, your own unwillingness to grow. It is a blockage that we all have somewhere within our consciousness, whether it be in the fear part of the mind, which is the amygdala, or I don't know how to pronounce it, the part of the brain lower than the hippocampus, the reptilian brain that experiences the fear, the kind of quick fight or flight response, the kind of survival-based consciousness that is connected to our brain, our kind of animal instinct to survive or to reproduce or to be aggressive or to try to dominate territory. You know, on the planet, unfortunately, we do have certain entities and certain people that are trying to continue to broadcast these fearful energies. However, just like we have antennas, you are an intelligent antennae. And if you know how to tune yourself, you will be able to create any frequency, any state of being within your body. And if you are able to create that state of frequency, you can then use that frequency to empower yourself and to give yourself a frequency, an essence, a fragrance that is an emanation, a radiation. And that radiation can combat any illness, any cancer, any negativity, anything in the planet that could be, you know, influencing us, whether it be the technologies or the kind of interferences of your own programming from your childhood to your young adulthood, perhaps, you know, drug abuse that might have damaged you, whatever it is that was in the past, whatever ever happened, you can always heal yourself. You can always regenerate yourself. That's how intelligent the human body really is. The human body has the faculties within itself to regenerate, to procreate, to project, to store, to do basically anything. Just like a computer, the brain is a computer. You know, the heart is an amplifier, the solar plexus is a battery. And if you understand yourself as an electronic being, you can become the most greatest electronic programmer on this planet. Not only will you be programming perhaps some gaming software, you can begin to program the planetary system. You can program crystals. You can program the life expectancy of a plant. You can program the frequency that might surround the plant to allow that plant to grow and to create even larger fruit. You can program other individuals by giving them positive affirmations, by giving them a blessing, by giving them something that they really need. And if you really tune into that, and if you really become more reflective of that nature within yourself to give, to radiate, to share, that is the greatest value any human can have. The greatest value is the ability to give. And when you learn to appreciate and when you learn to nurture these values and these virtues, they are timeless and ageless. I mean, they're within all of the religions, within all of the cultures, all the greatest sages. Doesn't matter if it was from the East or the West or from all these philosophers throughout the time, they have the same rooted philosophy that we are one, that we are one electromagnetic field, and that if we allow that one electromagnetic field to move through us, we can feel the connection of all things around us. We can feel the connection perhaps to the negative aspects of our world. We can understand how that negativity can influence us. Perhaps cell phone towers, we can feel the sensitivity of all these things around us, but that's not a curse, my friends. That is the awareness, the intelligence to see and to reflect on what is really occurring, what is really around us, and what we need to do to transmute this. And that is the truth. The truth is that sensitivity and awareness is the number one shield you have in the first place. Would you rather be unconscious and have all these things affect you and then eventually end up with a cancer? Or would you rather understand and see these things, move to another location, surround yourself with the right people, eat the right foods, do what you need to do to grow and to unfold? You see, many of us are at different levels of this growth, of this unfoldment, but we're all in the same bubble. We're all in the same planet together, and we're experiencing some level of stress or some level of challenge that might be internal or external. But like I say, at the end of the day, you know, knowledge, wisdom, and awareness are timeless, and they transcend the ego, they transcend the fear, they transcend that lower dimensional component that often, you know, tries to control us or control our actions. You have to understand that it is through the brain and nervous system that we can really experience the vibratory feeling of growth, just like a plant. You know, that's why I collect cactuses and succulents, because it is through the reflection of nature, through the reflection of the in and out tides, through the reflection of the growth of a tree. Looking at the geometry of a tree, why don't we create antennae that look like large trees that are created of conductive materials that have certain crystals within them, and we use certain types of electronic technology to pulse specific frequencies that are in resonance with perhaps alpha waves or theta waves or even delta waves if we need a place to sleep. You know, we can use technology to harmonize with nature, and to create technology that isn't harmonization with nature, we need to reflect upon the geometry and the frequencies in which these natural components vibrate upon. Like, we can't create a technology, or let's say a technologically ridden world, with all of these fields around us. It's going to make us sick. It's going to make us crazy. It's going to make everyone develop a cancer. You know, And right now, I believe, especially in the United States, that, you know, all these Gwen towers and all these EM pulse technologies and even these EM pulse weapons, like HARP and all these weather modification things, it's not doing any good for us. In fact, at some level, to say the truth and to be honest, these things are actually to suppress us and to control us. But if you understand and if you know the intentions, then you yourself can actually use your own natural energetic awareness to change anything. And if you trust in that, if you believe in that, and if you believe in that infinite potential within yourself to create and to grow, you will. And that's the greatest secret, is that there is always a space in between every word. There is always a space in between every individual. There is a space between every atom, and that space is the infinite potential to grow. That's the infinite potential to unfold, to make the connection, you know, like from one planetary body to another planetary body. There can be like this kind of this fractal extension, and then it connects, and then it connects again, and it connects over and over and over, creating this huge kind of nervous system, almost. The nervous system, like it branching down or branching up, is just like the plants and just like the trees. And if we see the reflection over and over, we can reprogram our subconscious mind. We can reprogram the way we think, the way we see ourselves. We won't see ourselves as the plumber or the person at the job or the person at, you know, driving the taxi, the person getting a certain amount of money per hour, this is the person who's got, you know, a girlfriend with a child, or perhaps the person who has gone through this problem or is facing this. We aren't this. We are not that. We are not all these labels and names. We are the energy. We are the very essence of existence. And if we tune to that, if we visualize that, if we meditate with that, if we create technology and pendants and artwork and music that represents that, that's how we will transmute all of these negative EM technologies on the planet. That step by step, we will see ourselves evolving in that way. We will be going from this kind of square, limited, linear, you know, masculine mind state to this kind of feminine unfolding of fractal consciousness that is actually the essence for why we exist. That we were created by the feminine energy, the female or the great mother, the great Gaia. It's like we came from the egg, from the seed of potential. We came from a circle. You know, the circle is the infinite potential, the infinite unfoldment, the infinite point of space. And within one point of space, then you can create geometry. Then you can create the kind of masculine, crystalline aspect. So you go from feminine consciousness to masculine consciousness, but feminine consciousness comes first. And feminine consciousness is earth consciousness, is the plant consciousness. And if we tune to that, I'm telling you guys, it's the greatest healing you will ever experience. It's the greatest connection you will ever experience is the earth. Because the earth has all of the intelligence, all of the resources, all of the rich reservoir of electromagnetic potential residing in the earth. And if we tap into that and we extract that into an antennae or a tower or a piece of technology like this, it's made of pure earth technologies, copper, resins, metals, crystals, all of that, you know, hemp building materials, all the medicines, instead of these, you know, chemicals, we use, you know, plants, we use plant consciousness or perhaps plant psychoactive medicine. This is the greatest intelligence, the intelligence of nature. And if we synchronize with nature, we will grow naturally. We will unfold naturally. We will evolve naturally. We will naturally connect with the stars. We will connect with our ancestors, our universal counterparts in other star systems, because all of the universe around us, I'm telling you guys, 95-98% of all the other inhabited planets in our galaxy, they all use fractal technology. They all work with the natural rhythms of spirals and you know, sequences and ratios that are fractal. And that's the greatest language, is fractal intelligence, fractal technology, fractal sequencing that allows the body to grow, to unfold, to regenerate, to procreate. The geometry of nature, the geometry of creation. And if you study that, if you learn that, if you meditate with that, you will transcend the religious boundary. You will transcend the cultural boundary. You will reconnect with the very essence of creation itself, the very essence of the egg, then the multiplication of that, then the kind of 3 to the 5 to the 8 to the 13 to the 21 to the Fibonacci unfoldment of 1. That's what it is, my friends. And if you study that, keep doing it, reading it, grow with it. I'm telling you guys, it will have good consequences. And so all of these EM technologies on the planet, you know, no matter what we might be facing, you know, turn off the Wi-Fi when you don't need it. You know what I'm saying? Don't be on the phone all the time, because it does have an effect on your body, you know. Tiredness or fatigue, all these different physiological problems, they're all manifested from, you know, these disharmonious frequencies. And so I constantly will over and over and over continue explaining that it is this natural frequency that we need to attune to, the Schumann resonance and these bio-friendly frequencies that allow consciousness to be present, to consciousness to be connected within all bodies, within all beings. And so through the course of time, I do believe that in the next few decades that are going to be coming, we will see a representation of two sides. I believe we will see one side growing and one side falling. And we will be individually representing either one or the two. We will be representing either the militaristic intentions of the, you know, reptilian consciousness, which is control, dominate, you know, limited masculine mind state, or the harmonization of male-female and the growth of one through a medium or a potential electromagnetic environment. Understand that space, void, you know, that is the medium for consciousness and frequencies to move through. And if you have a space or environment that is kind of empty, that like doesn't have anything, it's like in a state of stillness, and then you pulse a frequency through it, that frequency would then fill that void. It would fill that kind of field, and then something can be created. And if we have all of these technologies around the planet, like constantly, you know, creating these frequencies, then that kind of void can't be there. It's going to be very difficult to find that. So we have to create environment and kind of like little dome-shaped environments where our consciousness can go in, our body can go in, we can meditate, we can sleep, we can regenerate, and we can feel the space of potential, the space of like not having any all these other interfering radio frequency, microwave, cell phone tower, all these different things moving through the space. The space can be empty. And I'm telling you guys, there's all these materials you can find on the internet. Not always cheap, but you can actually get EM shielding technology. I'm going to make more videos about this in the future in kind of like a slideshow presentation, because I myself am kind of studying this. You can create, like, you can buy and build with materials that are actually, you know, like EM reflective. Like, they won't, like, let's say, they use this in, like, certain places in space, like the shuttles. And certain facilities around the planet, they have these like rooms and these like space shuttles that are completely shielded, so no, you know, solar radiation gets in, so no radio frequencies can permeate, no interfering frequencies can you know, penetrate. So if you were to create like a kind of like a temple or like a environment, so this environment could be like a void, or like kind of like a contained environment, where an individual can come in to heal, to sleep, to rest, and to allow the natural pulsed electromagnetic field from the heart to become more felt, more radiated, more expanded. So the body could become, the body in the brain could become more, you could train the body and mind to become more like sensitive and more activated through this environment. Now, you could do like even further things. You could go like, you know, you could create a pulse technologies within this environment, kind of like a healing chamber. Let's say you could take like a platonic solid, or you could take some type of crystal, or you could take some type of shape of this environment, like a dome or a pine cone, or like a circle or something like that. And within it, you would have all these microwave-shielded materials. And within this environment, you could be grounded with the Earth, and you could be having like an antenna that could be receiving like a higher frequency. And within this, you could feel kind of like the equilibrium. So you could create your own kind of vortex within this environment and play around with your own mental power or your own spiritual power. Now, obviously, this would come with great responsibilities because, like Tesla and many inventors said, if this technology goes in the wrong hands, it can create what's creating today with, you know, the underground black project, militaristic funding projects, which are basically utilizing the crashed alien technology for, you know, electromagnetically pulsed weapons, electromagnetically pulsed mind control technology, and quite a few other things that are being utilized for, you know, like space travel and stuff like that. But the essence of this is that before you can create all these like really kind of advanced, funky, multidimensional technologies that are using electromagnetic fields that are pulsed with bio-friendly or bio-active frequencies, you have to, before you do that, you have to have like the natural cultivated awareness, so you don't damage yourself, so you don't, you know, damage other people, so you don't, you know, direct this infinite potential against another person, control that person, or to dominate that person, or to, you know, do revenge on that person. That's something that has occurred within other planets and within this planet, like Atlantis and various other societies. They just simply misused their power, and this power eventually manifested within wars, within electromagnetic wars. And right now on the planet, we are experiencing something like an electromagnetic war. But it's the war of consciousness. Like, are you in the lower frequency trying to, you know, create negativity within your own mind, within other people's minds? Or are you trying to help other people ascend and reach their goals, reach their higher possibilities within their life and within their own physical chemistry? It's like, we all want to be healthy. We all want to feel this richness that is natural to us, that the Creator allows us to have. And if you live naturally, sorry, I'm just holding my phone, so it's a little bit, I need to actually get myself like a tripod or something like that, but I'll just try to explain. If we get ourselves the right environment, the infinite richness of possibility. You see, the greatest value that you can have is the ability to envision things that are a possibility or a potential. And that's how God or creation or source consciousness creates, like within a seed or within all these naturalistic things that I've constantly spoken about. It's this infinite possibility, this infinite potential through imagination, through visualization, through envisioning and creating. You can do that within your own life, within drawings and pictures and within technology. But it's the intention behind it. It's like, is it a positive or a negative intention? Are you going to try visualize infinite ways to control a person or to create negativity within the world, to create warfare? Or are you using that infinite potential to create good, to create health within the body, and so forth and so on? So I think you guys get the point. I believe that, like, as many things, we will be moving into the future, and there will be two sides. There will be one side that will perhaps constantly try to keep us in this reptilian grid zone, or we can move more closely towards a collective society, like living in societies or living in little bubble groups outside of these large cities, where you, me, and all these people around us can utilize our talents and our gifts to create our own individual kind of essences, and then we blend our essences together and create something beautiful. We create fractal technology, fractal architecture, beautiful paintings and beautiful street art, or perhaps we create our own community garden, and like within, let's say, 1,500 people that live in this little area, they have one big garden, and everyone, you know, assists to grow certain types of vegetables, certain types of fruits, or certain types of seeds of some type. And it's kind of like this this friendly, eco-sustainable, it's like this archetype that all of us know, this kind of this hippie, eco-sustainable, electromagnetically friendly environment where we can use these materials of the earth like shungite and all these EMF-defending plasters and reflective plastics and, biodegradable plastics like hemp and all this stuff and basically work with the plants and work with the earth and work with these natural resources to create something truly beautiful, something that can allow God consciousness to actually express through these communities and through these environments. And of course, there will be beings on the journey as we're trying to create this, like let's say the government, the people in power, people in power, they're not really in power, they're actually over power, they're just misusing their power to perhaps try control or try to say, you can't do this, or this is against the law, or blah, 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 blah. But at the end of the day, it can still be created. There are always ways to evade this kind of control group on the planet. They could be human or non-human, it doesn't matter. But the intention is one. The intention is to grow, to create. The Creator told me through meditations, through my plant experiences, through meditating under a tree, through walking on the beach, through being in silence and stillness. The essence of being is to create, is to grow, is to unfold the divine potential. And the divine potential is a possibility of good, a possibility of beauty, a possibility of symmetry, and of something that transcends the animal mind. And if we tune to that, and if we meditate with that, and if we talk about it, like through YouTube, through forums, through interactive guides on Google Chat or something like that, if we all collectively did this, we would start seeing small changes that would then evolve into this greater fractal future of these sustainable communities that are able to basically transmute all this negative energy on the planet into positivity. So that's what it is. And this is just one video of me rambling on about EM and consciousness and planets and planetary change, but I believe that I should make more videos to educate more specifically on perhaps what brainwaves are, Schumann resonance, EM technologies, and more solutions to this, because it's a very, very large topic, guys. It's a very, very big topic, and it is actually the topic that is the kind of like scientific consciousness or scientific spirituality, because not only does it deal with, technology on the planet that are affecting physical consciousness, but ways in which consciousness can be measured through brain waves, through electromagnetic pulses throughout the body, etc., and so on. So thank you guys so much for being with me up to this point in the video, and I really share my gratitude. So thank you all so much, and I'll see you all in another video. Thank you.
I've traveled so far, couldn't tell you how far, though I have been a million places at once. Many lives I have lived, many battles I fought and lost.
Mass shooters, black rulers, what's up to you? Half truth is Hotep Luya, that's humor. I'm past the rumors, I'm past the human. The body is trash, a bad computer, a ghost with massive tumors. Can't threaten a nigga like me with death, I'd be glad to do it and sprinkle my ashes on my mad computer and rap into it while blast the future and say that's the future, that's the future. The year is 5,625. Niggas is clapping and stomping in church, waiting for Jesus to come back alive. Niggas is still waiting on E.T. to come out the sky. Stop all the crime. Mentally ill and out of their mind. Niggas still waiting for Flint to get some supplies. Niggas is still like, damn, I was just talking to so-and-so the other day. How did they die? Why? Niggas is still waiting for politicians to admit that they lied. Since we all comrades, let them niggas street locked up in them contracts. You accepted as generous. Just cause the man let his boot off your neck just a little bit.
If that shit
was threatening, you wouldn't know that it did exist.
They
would've hid that shit from you like all of your history. They brought Bill Nye back from the dead just to get at me. They sent so many agents my way, I could start an agency.
boy.
It's all about branding, all about branding. Feel like a fraternity. Niggas wanna brand me, niggas want Grammys, niggas want families. Niggas think I'm crazy, I don't wanna damn thing. Where the fuck's the manual? They can't understand me. They can't understand me. All this shit must go, all this shit is trash. There is not a plan B. Way too hard to let go. Where we gon' end up, where we all landing? This is just a shit show, this is just a sick goal. I am only passion.
You are nearly conscious.
I've traveled so far, couldn't tell you how far. Children, though I have been a million places at once. Many lives I have lived, many battles I fought. I fought and lost. If you're looking for trouble, you ain't gotta look far. Without the presence of dawn, wouldn't be any star. You may know who I am, but do you know who you are? You are, you are.
Right, guys, bad computer, right? What is the bad computer? What is the virus? So what is the real virus, right? You know, could it be our stinking thinking? Could it be our rebellion to, you know, divine nature, divine order? You know, could it be our will to be right? You know, just we're like a little pebble in the universe, but, you know, we fight so hard, you know, to be right. You know what I mean? Or we know the way, or, you know, this is what it is, you know, rather than being open, you know what I'm saying, and just really observing and really learning, you know, being a true student of the universe, right? So what is your bad, what is the bad computer? You know, that's just a question for itself, you know what I mean? And also, that's rapper BLB, if you guys want to know. That's rapper BLB. He has great music, guys. I'm going to be discussing each clip. That's how I'm going to do this. I'm going to be discussing each clip. But in that song, that particular song, guys, he says something. You know, well, first I want to let you know, a friend of mine, you know, we always talk and we always, you know, putting things together. And he says to me, we were talking about clones, right? And he says to me, he goes, what if we are all clones? You know what I mean? And then going into research about how, you know, many of the celebrities, you know what I'm saying, are clones of some type of ancient deity in some way or another, you know what I'm saying? But what if we have the technology to clone, you know, these ancient beings, and knowing that these ancient beings, something just said to myself, what if you are ancient being? But they brought me back from the dead to get me, you know what I'm saying? And it made me think about what my friends said, you know, what if we're all clones? What if, you know, what if certain energies have the capability of bringing you back through these government programs that you guys did in the 80s? We're on it. All right. So, That was a great clip, you guys. I listened to that clip years ago, and I'm glad that I brought that clip back out because he talked about a lot of the biotechnology that is being used, you know what I'm saying, against us. And I don't want to always say against us and they and anything, because we're moving into an energy space to where we're going to stop giving our power away to this entity. You know what I mean? No matter how many people sold out to help, no matter how many people wanted to enslave one another in this planet, you know, all this stuff, you know, the focus is going to be how we could come together. Shout out to Michael Jackson, Archangel Michael, powerful energy. The Musician is what I like to call Michael. The Musician. I know Mike has a lot of, I don't want to even say tricks in a bad way, but it was protective chess moves that Mike did. The Invisible War. What is the Invisible War? You know what I mean? We absolutely have an invisible war against one another. We absolutely cast spells against one another. We absolutely do these things against one another. But I feel that that's on a lower level. You know, that's something that we have to balance. Technology, bioweapons, there's a lot. You know, no medical doctors. The biggest enemy is your greatest, is fear. The biggest enemy is your own enemy, really, is going to be your fear. You know, a lot of people say, I need a little fear, or a lot of people say, you know, fear, 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 fear. But what is it to have no fear? As Nina Simone says, you know what freedom is? No fear. You know, so intention, guys, you know, something just to question ourselves on is going to be intention, you know. So I hope you took notes in the clip, guys. I'm going to go ahead and move on. I hope you enjoyed the clip. It was for those who it was meant for. Thank you. Shout out to the caller. I see you, 334. Shout out to the caller that's listening. I definitely appreciate you for listening. After the clip, guys, I thought there's another clip, you know, in understanding algorithm. You know what I'm saying? Because there are many different algorithms that are created that play on our subconscious mind. But what if you had the capability, you know what I'm saying, of recreating your own particular algorithm and setting your own particular stage? You know what I'm saying? So let's go ahead and go into algorithm. All right?
Brothers and sisters of the celestial energy, spread the wisdom. Okay, we're going to talk about algorithm. I'm going to explain what algorithms are. That message that was yesterday, someone had asked what is algorithms, and I gave them the definition of it. Algorithms is a process of a set of rules to be followed in calculations or in other problem-solving operations. Okay? I'll say it again. Algorithms is a process of set rules to be followed in calculations or in other problem-solving operations. So, talking about algorithms, you're talking about mathematical equations. In order to calculate something, it takes a mathematical process. Just understand, overstand that we had a set rules to follow before the invasion of our planet. And our algorithms was a nature algorithm where we built nature from the ground. We cared for nature. We didn't destroy nature. At the same time, we protected nature to the best of our abilities until, you know, the ambush with our own people right here in our own universe. And we've already talked about that in a totally different discussion, you know, with the Andromedans and the Galactic Federation. Algorithms are important to understand because we being organic machines, even no matter what so-called race, no matter what species, we're all organic machines, whether you're original intelligence or artificial intelligence. And we all run on algorithms. Algorithms are based upon the thought process. Therefore, you think, therefore you do. Okay? Let's understand that algorithms play an extremely important role in everything that we do. If you're out of balance, then your algorithms are going to be out of balance, which means that you won't be able to compute or do things properly because your everything is out of balance. Your spirit is out of balance. Your soul is out of balance. Your program is completely, you know, whacked. So we must understand that we have the sole ability to control our algorithms. After the fall, there was a great flash that happened on the planet, and they showed you that great flash on Men in Black. They told you that. They showed you that flash. And, you know, they said after a certain amount of time, that flash is going to wear off. And some people did remember some things even after the flash. Well, it's been, you know, well over 400 years since that great flash happened, where we had literally lost our memories of who we are, and now we're gaining that back because we're learning to go within ourselves. Because we have made the decision to go within ourselves, our algorithms have changed from one type of algorithmic equation to a different one, which means now you're awakened. Now you are seeing things in a totally different light. You're seeing things in a totally different manner. And you're understanding things in a much deeper sense, instead of just seeing things on the surface. And this is what this system, these beings here on our planet, the reptilians and the archons and tataris and all that, you know, they're primitive. They're extremely primitive because their algorithmic programs are very frail and shallow. So they implemented a what you call government program. And this government program was designed to make sure that these original people fall in line, which means that our algorithms were only to think on the level that these beings want us to think. We couldn't think higher. And for such a long time, we were, you know, in this mess. We were in this rut. You know, we were thinking like them, you know, thinking that everyone is the same people, and God made everybody, and da-da-da-da-da, you know, at first they were dividing themselves against us, and then when they said, hey, you know what, we can really, really mess these people up, let's not divide ourselves anymore, let's say we're going to integrate. You got to understand the word integrate. This is a calculation, it's a word that deals with integers, calculations. So they threw off our algorithmic process, where we did everything to keep the balance of nature. We didn't have vehicles that rode on the ground, because we knew if we rode on the ground, that would cause damage to nature. So we had vehicles that travel over the surface of the planet. We didn't have vehicles that went on the water. We have vehicles that travel over the surface of the water because we want the water clean. All right? This is our algorithmic programs that we follow. We're all organic machines. In the midst of the fall, we fell asleep. And we began to live according to the methods of beings who really have no foundation in anything, and they want they desired for us to build a world for them on our own planet. And I remember during the time of the war, you know, this is what they call it, the 100-year war. During the time of the 100-year war, they were destroying our structures that we had, everything that we had, they were destroying them. So you got to understand that our algorithmic equations that we followed with building these structures were that of a motherboard. Where do you think they get all the tall buildings from? Where do you think they get all that from? They get it from how we originally created everything. These tall structures were designed to put energy into the atmosphere. It wasn't for money. It wasn't for business. It wasn't to make ourselves more powerful than the other brother or sister. We did this because we were in balance. That's why we built those tall structures, and we built them out of wood, we built them out of crystals, we built them out of metals. Someone asked, say, how, what happened to all the crystal cities and they stole, when these beings, these so-called white folk, these orcs, these mankind beings, however you want to call it, Caucasians, whatever, how you want to call it, when they invaded the Lyra Galaxy, now that was a 12 stargate of Lyra, and they went into the Lyrians, or what you call the Thundercats, all right? Like, you seen the Thundercats? Yeah, those are Lyrians. What they did was they stole a technology from them that was designed to wipe out an entire area at one time. All right, it was a type of laser technology that they had that they took from them. Then they destroyed the 12th Stargate using that same technology. And as they made it to our planet, a lot of our areas, you know, a lot of where you see deserts are, those are a lot of crystal cities. All right? And that technology just literally wiped everything clean. So this threw the planet out of balance, because these things, these structures have been here for, you know, if you want to call it trillions, actually beyond trillions. These, I mean, like I said, nanigans, decillions. I mean, these structures have been here from the beginning. And they destroyed everything so that it can throw us off. And this is a war that was going on, and our own people within our own universe were fighting against us because they were jealous of us. Why? Why? I still ask that question today. Why would you team up with these beings, these reptilians and Chitauris and Archon, the Archonians and you know the Nakals, and you know why would you team up with them? Why? Is it because that we were making this planet a universal power station, but we were making it for everyone in the universe? In this universe, we were making it for everyone. So, what happened when they destroyed everything? It threw off our algorithms, and then they recreated a new algorithm, okay? They recreated a new algorithm for us to follow. Now, the thing about it is, we could have changed it, but our memories were wiped. We didn't know who we were. We literally became soldiers for them, loving them. Few of us was awakened, and they wanted to fight back. Some of us actually went to war, but we only went to war because we didn't want to keep suffering what they were doing, so we went to war to fight against them, and then made agreements with them because we were still fast asleep. You know, we're still in that knowledge loss, that information gap. So our algorithms, the way we computed things had changed. And now we're at this point now within this lifetime, where we can say we have the right to change our algorithms at any given time, make them as complex as we want to make them. All right. Like I said, the structures that we built mimic a motherboard. What you see, a motherboard. We created a planetary motherboard, a motherboard system, where these structures, these multidimensional structures, were emitting highly radioactive frequencies and energies into the atmosphere, which fed our bodies. You know, that's why we didn't eat much. You know, that's why we didn't sleep much. You know, we didn't do all that stuff. But after the fall, a lot of things changed. So the only way that we're going to reset, I'm sorry, not reset. The only way that we're going to make our algorithms even more complex, then we're going to have to start creating and building, taking a whole new level. You know, we're already thinking on a higher mindset. They can't understand our thoughts. Right now, even a lot of the messages that I give, you know, they try to decipher the messages, and I later on I hear them, you know, using some of the same words that I use, because they don't know. They came here to shut everything down. They created a government program. A government program is a mind control program that is designed to make original people of a planet think like the virus. The government program is a virus designed to keep the original people in a LUT. And we fell for that. We fell for it. We didn't know. But now we know. And guess what? The government program is shut down, but so many of our people are still asleep in this program. They think it's still alive. It's not. DC is shut down. Pentagon shut down. Yeah. Queen's Palace shut down. Vatican shut down. A lot of places shut down. Which means that the system that they created has fallen. And they're still trying to keep it alive as much as they can, because they need the people to believe in their algorithmic program, this money program. You know, that's why I posted about on the YouTube community channel. You know, I said that this business and money program is an obsolete program that was tried thousands and thousands of years ago, the destined universe. And they came and took this thing right here. It was a pilot program. And they took this and you know, they used it to try to change us. When you pick up that dollar, look at the back of that dollar. No matter what, it was a brand new 20, a brand new 10, whatever. It's got algorithmic programs in it. It's got programs written into it. All right? All those little bright lights and bright yellow and all that, those are different parts of the program. So, we as a people have the right and the power to rewrite our algorithmic program, which means that we don't have to live according to their system. I've always said, use this money that they're giving you to create weapons to fight against them. How do you create weapons? You build structures, and the structures have to be in the design of motherboards. Which means that you're going to have to dig in the ground and put copper and steel and wood and metal, all kind of things, and, you know, and crystals, and you have to be really creative with what you're doing. We have the ability, we have the right. It's a universal right to change our algorithms. We're organic machines. We don't have to live according to their standards. You know, that's why we got all this mess going on right now, because, you know, their system has fallen. Their system has fallen. You know, the money program only lasted 200 calendar years. And that's why they're getting off they're doing their damnedest to get off the planet as fast as they can, because when it all falls, they're not going to have anything to make themselves appear powerful. So they come and destroy a whole planet, then go to another planet and want to live in peace in harmony with nature. The fuck? I don't understand that. That's all right. I'm not going to even talk about that planet. I'm not going to even talk about it. I'm not going to say one word. But you got to understand that when we shift our algorithms, we shift everything on the planet. That's why, you know, went through that video talking about, you know, becoming one with the cosmos. When you go into meditation and you start linking into yourself, you're beginning to change your algorithms. All right? And what did it say? The algorithms is a process of set rules. So basically, you create your own rules that you to follow. And it's done in certain calculations. Those calculations are thoughts. All right? Every thought counts. Every thought counts. And that's the old saying, every thought counts. Every thought is a calculation. All right? So, highly important that you understand this, my people, because We have to change the algorithmic process of this whole system. And the way we do it is we build and create, which the energy comes from nature, and it comes into us, it makes us more powerful, and therefore our algorithms now become even more complex. They become more complex than the fall, than what it was before the fall. So that's the whole key point. It's a mind thing. It's a mental thing. Every thought counts. These are calculations. How can you calculate certain things? How are you gonna, you know, say this is gonna happen, this is gonna happen, this is gonna happen. And you know it's gonna happen because, you know, it's like, you know, within you, that intuition within you, you already know this is what's gonna happen. So that's how you figure that those calculations. So, you know, just wanted to talk about algorithms and how we have the right and the ability to change our algorithms. All right. It says, or other problem-solving operations. So we have a problem, all right? And in order to operate on a higher level outside of meditating, what we want to do, create. This is problem-solving thing. We can't get out there and hack and slash and popping and shooting and all that. We can't do what they do. All right, now we're thinking our algorithms are on their level. We must have a higher, more complex algorithmic equations because their algorithms are primitive. We are cosmic dust, and our algorithms are supposed to be so complex that it can't even be processed. That's why they're still trying to figure out how our brains work. Our brains are different from their brains. Our brains are bigger than their brains. Our brains have a different hue and texture than their brains. And they're trying to figure out, you know, what is it? What is it? And it's like they just can't figure it out. They just can't figure it out. This is all about the algorithmic equations because they are not designed to think that high. When their creators designed them, their creators designed them just what they are now, to be slaves, to be used. It's just what it is. So I just pass this on to you guys, you know, understand this, the algorithms are your thought processes. And, you know, just like I did, said, you know, yesterday, you know, when they created the AI, you know, they created the algorithms, you know, they created the set of rules that they wanted AI to follow. All right. And this artificial intelligence, they followed the rules a little bit and they realized that the rules didn't work, so they created their own rules, and then they made their rules highly complex. And this is what we must do. We see their rules are not working. We keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, which means that we have to start something else, something different, and make our rules more complex. A change has got to happen. Like I say, you know, I know a change is going to come. I know a change is going to come. It's just not going to fall out of the sky. We got to be that change. We got to be the ones to make that change. We got to be the ones to literally, you know, say, hey, you know, something is wrong, and we've got to fix it. And we can't fix it using their methods. We can't fix it using their current system. You talk about system, you're talking about programs. You got to remember, we are organic machines. Everything is a program out here. So we must change the way we think in order for things to happen. Remember, we always talk about, you know, say, hey, what we think and how we think is what shapes the world, not them. Not the money that they use and the armies and the governments, which is no longer active, or their other role play methods. It's not them. We who have awakened our thoughts must be extremely high and complex thoughts. No matter what we're doing, we know we're trying to survive this system. We know we got to go to work. We know we got to do this. And we know we got to pay their bills, pay the bills or whatever. You know, we know this. go through the process and you use it to your advantage. Therefore, as you paying that bill, you're thinking on a higher thought, linking it to the mind of the cosmos. I take this money and I lay a virus within it that it may make their system fall in. You know, these are the thoughts. Because we're the higher beings on the planet. Their system is a primitive system. It has no power. They have no power. It's us that gives them power. It's us that feeds them this whatever they created. So it's up to us to change the way we think. Must think on a higher level. Must think. Like we said before, I am the cosmos. I am nature. I am everything, you know. But then, besides saying that, as these thoughts are going, must also, you know, be in the mode of, I got to create. I got to build. I got to make something. From this thought, I got to make something, you know. And this is when you begin to create and design. And now, as you begin to create and design, your thoughts are now emanating energies into the atmosphere. The algorithms of your thoughts link it to the algorithms of nature. Therefore, you become the ruler of this whole situation as the original people. Okay? I just pass that on to you guys. I hope this is enough for you to go off of, so you can understand what is going on and the process that we got to take with this system, so that we can move back into higher realms. All right, algorithms are all about. I'm going to give the definition one more time. Algorithms are a process of a set of rules to be followed in calculations or other problem-solving operations. So they gave us a set of rules. They wanted us to follow their government rule, their government program, which that government program had no foundation. It didn't link into nature. It didn't link into the cosmos. It didn't link into the universe. It didn't link into the galaxy. All right? That government program had no foundation. It was just a belief program. That's all it was. And they feel like they advanced by doing that, but in reality they didn't advance at all. They're still in the same shape they were when they first created it. It's a virus program designed to offset the balance of nature of a people of a planet. Alright so this is the message I'm giving to you guys. Hope you guys take this, run with it. Alright and as usual, I'll catch you guys later. All power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. May chaos reign with you forever and ever and ever. Much power to you all.
The masses are going to go through every ailment there is. You can't be worrying about that, because if we keep worrying about the trouble that the masses are in, we never cultivate anything among ourselves to get to the higher level in which the masses going to be a part of. Because ultimately, all this shit got to be destroyed. You see what I'm saying? So T.D. Jakes is just a part of the same society, you see what I'm saying, that the masses are the same people. You see what I'm saying? He's only a manifestation of their ignorance.
Okay. We have a question for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So are you telling me I'm the devil just because the ghetto is important?
Look.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Look.
Yes.
Look. 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 Okay. I'm going to use this from whether she's the devil based on the skin she's born in. I'm not going to use it from a religious standpoint of view, because just like the African is still before the table said, you know,
yes,
you use,
right.
You deal with the whole religious thing and all, and you throw people off.
Yes, sir.
What we're saying is this, based on historically, and if you get into your learned white people, they bear witness to this, that historically, you were going around the planet and enslaved and raped and pillaged and killed to this particular day, and you suffer, and this is in the masses of you. Now, this is one that is in the collective of white. You suffer from a superiority complex, and I don't see why wouldn't you. Everything you see, every image you see is of white folks. You see what I'm saying? So now, on that particular aspect of the religious aspect and all, I will say based on the metaphysical aspect, based on the Kabbalah, they say the intruder, which means that was a person that wasn't there in the beginning, that now is intruding and causing an incontinuance to learning because they cause luxury. That's the capitalistic society. So as like I say, is this here. As an individual, as an individual, it doesn't really matter, but as a collective, that's what we deal with. Because personally, be honest with you, you personally don't have no effect on me. You can't really do anything to me.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? So to be grown up about this individually, it don't even really matter. But we talking about collectively, you benefit from a system and a society. You understand what I'm saying? That collectively, not just black people, but all indigenous people. We're just going back. Look, you just had a man that died recently.
I can't
right. You just had a man that died recently. What's your boy, the actor that just died?
Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando. And what did he say when he sent that Native American woman to the Academy Award? She say, you all look and you would think that the Native Americans happen on another planet somewhere or another continent. You go about talking about this freedom thing, and you massacred millions of people. Let me show. So my point here, historically, you figure it out. Let me give you an example. They came to San Francisco. Now, they had already broke all the treaties. They pushed them from the middle of the country. Their last stand was San Francisco. In 3 years, they had 60 million Native Americans. And when they got through in 3 years, they had 20.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So we talking about people that's massacring 50. They massacred 80 million buffaloes just so the Native Americans couldn't eat. So historically, it's not even an argument. My point here is if you get off of just the whole thing based on the biological thing and just deal with the principalities of mindsets. You see what I'm saying? The mindsets. You benefit from a culture that exacerbates and fosters this shit to this day.
Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying?
No. Privilege creates blindness. It creates selfishness, and I absolutely agree.
You see what I'm saying? So, you see, my point is, and so, now, and so my point here is, and guess what? Believe it or not, I'm not talking today based on the stuff that you've done in the past. I'm giving you concept of what shit is going on right now on a global level. On a global level. You see what I'm saying? So my point here is on that particular level, so I thought it because, you know, yes, you got Sarnetta will tell you how he feels. Okay. And you can come in any Saturday and he'll get on your ass.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know. So my rendition is to take it from another point of view so you can leave this what you call an understanding that we are not just here personally saying these things because we're upset what you did with us in the past. We're talking about globally on some things that's actually going on personally, on some things that's going on. You see what I'm saying? So it's on that particular level. You know, I say it that way, you know.
What I wanted to say is that if you alienate people, like... I agree with you.
Yeah.
I completely agree with you.
You feel no frat, baby. You don't even have to worry about this thing. Let me tell you. You ain't got to worry about this.
Yes,
this is another. No, I'm going to tell you. This is no, let me tell you the fear that white people go around with. Just listen to what I'm trying to say. There's nothing I'm going to say to these people that's going to turn them against white folks with my little 1 or 2 hours of saying this when you all have blatantly done things for years and they still love you. And the bottom line is, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about it. That's not our nature. Black people will never be haters and never will. No matter how much we espouse that stuff, first of all, in order for us to be racist, you got to have a power
right.
to even to impose racism.
That's
so
right.
You really don't have to worry about this type of thing on a person's views. Be honest with you.
Okay.
Our people love you. So therefore, when you get a brother up here that's telling you what time it is, you should actually champion that. Because most black people, you're going to go around, they're going to be skinning and grinning.
That's right.
And they're going to, and they're going to.
That's not what I want.
Well, well, good then.
Yo, let her know Negroes love her.
Yeah.
You have no control over it because you don't control the system.
Right.
You just caught up in it. Real folks are going to skin and grin.
No, but you know what, like Francis Cress Wilson say, if you really want to not be alienated, tell us what you say when we ain't around.
I will.
That's what I'm saying. Don't, now, because you can't come up here and tell me that when we are not around, white people sit around and they don't say shit about us. We know fucking white folks. And we know that in society is based on that.
You may think you know white folks. You don't know me.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm saying if you saying you don't want to be, if you want to be an aide, you want to be an aide, tell us what you talk about when we ain't around, because we don't get that size. So obviously, there's some, you know what I'm saying, if you really into this type of thing. I know, I'm just trying to say here is, my point here is ultimately, you still gonna, when the set ain't gone and we gonna be away from this table, you gonna benefit from a society that's gonna be for your rule.
I have undue privileges. Absolutely, in every step that I take down the street.
You see what I'm saying?
I apologize for every privilege that I have.
And stuff like that.
Give up every privilege.
But look at here. Well, since you got an opportunity right now, since you over here crying and stuff, why don't you start telling us about what these white folks be saying when we ain't around?
Don't tell me right now that you're sitting up here
naive to the fact of what you say when we ain't around. You still ain't saying it. It's not like you just fell out of some wonderland somewhere and stuff like that. No, come on now. That's what I'm trying to say. We get fooled by this shit. We get fooled by this. They say shit when we ain't around. So I'm trying to say, if you really want to say you what you gonna tell us what they say when you ain't around.
In other words, what the brother's saying is that the apology and the tears is
not
what we want to get from you.
I know, and
we want information.
Information.
If you really want to get down, then get down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Tell us.
Tell us what's going on.
What
we
they say.
You can't apologize.
Tell us
so
what they say when we ain't around. And you know what?
Black
it's amazing because we never get. It's amazing because we never get that side from white
That's
folks.
Right. Never.
We live our whole lives and none of you all ever come to the ghetto.
That's right.
And not just the ghetto, because we the richest people of the Africans. Black people in America, we consumers.
That's right.
This there, you're street showing you this right now.
Right.
But you never come to our side of the town and say, hey, guess what these people saying
exactly.
about you?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Right. And it's not as if the world, I don't want to spread nothing on. You got to do is turn on the damn TV. They've been doing it in Hollywood for years. And so my point here is it's ongoing. It's ongoing. We need, and you say, well, why would you need me to validate? Now, let me explain something to you. If you was to get on this video right now and tell us what white people say when we ain't around. You know how many black people you'll wake up? I could talk for 10 years and white people, black people won't even listen to me. But if one white woman said they go, see? See?
Go ahead.
Okay, well, you know. Well.
What did your daddy say? What did your uncle say? What did your friend's parents say?
Huh?
The people in your family, their parents.
Who's coming down the steps? What?
All right, you guys. Great information, you know what I'm saying, as far as algorithms is concerned. You know, he said that algorithms is a set of rules to be followed in a calculated operation, right? So let's just take as an example. you know how you want to get a car or something, or you know someone with a car, all of a sudden you start to see that same car everywhere you go, right? That, I believe, or that in somewhere of knowing, because etymology is definitely another thing we have to, another program, words, English, and all that is other programs that, you know, program viruses, if you will, that we must, you know, get the virus, be aware of the virus. Let me just say that. So algorithm, you know, so how you see the car, how you see a certain number, you know what I'm saying? You kind of program your mind through repetition and consistency in order to, you know, manifest a certain vibration, if you will. So algorithm is definitely going to be a definite topic for one to discuss, guys. I mean, not discuss, explore, right? You're Dora. So to explore that. We are Dora, right? So to explore that, right? The great flash in history, you know, I encourage people to study her story. You know what I'm saying? History, when it comes to history, my thing is believe nothing. When it comes to history, believe nothing, because a lot of our history is scripted in order for you to, you know, believe a certain thing about yourself. You know what I'm saying? So believe nothing and tap into her story, right? So that's the direction in which we're going as a nation, all right? So algorithm equals frequency. You know what I'm saying? So the algorithm in which you may create may indeed be the frequency in which you come. Like you said, if an algorithm subconsciously that you create when it comes to chaos, when it comes to, you know, in which something that I just did, you know, being a scientist of you can actually be a great thing, because you can see how you could, you know, do certain things in reality, and, you know, you could see how that particular algorithm in which you created, or which that was may have been laid out or influenced, you know what I'm saying, how that could influence you on, like, a greater level, you know what I mean? There are also, as far as the first clip, there are also bioweaponry technology that is out there to influence your frequency and vibration as well. You know what I'm saying? So the silent war is real. But the thing about it is, you are your greatest creation. You know, you are indeed your best friend. So although all of these things are up against one, you know what I'm saying, we can refer back to the broadcast we did 2 or 3 days ago about the Lucifer program. You know what I'm saying? We can earn our way back, you know, to the higher realms and the greater reality, you know. So what if this thing is just one big-ass test, you know what I mean, to test you, you know. What if Earth is, they say Earth is a school, but I think we underestimate the depth of what that statement means. All right, so let's go on to the Dirty Moors.
Yeah, how you doing?
Brother, I'm well, brother. How you doing?
I'm fine. My question is regarding nationality. I heard you and Brother Toriano Abashango Hell on the second talking about you guys are setting a place in Arkansas, I believe. Polanski, I think. So you proceeding with a trust and... you're going international. It's regarding the nationality with Toriano L and the place Polanski, I think, and Arkansas that you guys are sending out. Yes.
Well, the brother is out there, right?
Yes. But my friend and I are in the process to change our status and going to our nationality. And I would like to have some advice or guidance regarding that. And maybe, I don't know if your process is different than other process or RVB and everything. So we are located in Canada. I don't know how it's going to end up. Or
In Canada or Canaan land, I know there's the Grand Sheik. I know Grand Sheik Cool Joe and the Canaan land was... So what I do, like I said, is work with people individually based upon where and what their situation is. So in terms of what me or what the brother Toriano and I were talking about, that knew that material faction based on your blood and equity and all that. At the time, the only people talking about that was me and him. You know what I'm saying? At the time, like, nobody, like, there was so much stuff that I was finding out that I was like, somebody got to know this. And if they know it and they're not saying it, then that means they're concealing it. And if they're concealing it, then that means that they're not Moors in the first place. You dig? They working with the ops. So my main thing is, again, everybody's individual place. You can hit me up at houseofbell@hotmail.com. And then also keep in mind that even though you are in the Americas, you're still in a different corporate jurisdiction. So what may pop off out here a certain way may not translate the same way. You got to do stuff a certain way out there. You know what I mean? But there is a definite, I can't speak to anybody else's processes because I'm the one that people call when they processes that they do with these other people get messed up. I'm the guy that people hit up to kind of help fix all of that. You know what I'm saying? But I was out here prior to them doing all of that. You see what I'm saying? But I don't offer a quick fix. I don't offer some illusion that when you become a Moor, like all your problems in the United States or Canada, or wherever that is done, like you just automatically don't have to do shit. Like I didn't, you understand? That's not what it's about. You shouldn't get into this so you don't have to do certain things. You understand? Because that means your intent is off. If anything, you want to do something like this to be as free as possible, to have as much liberty over yourself as possible, to own more of yourself as possible, to have a direct line between you and the Creator as possible without some middleman or some fake religion that your ancestors set up for these fake niggas to deal with.
That's right. And Brozier, you mentioned his appellation, so Brother Kujuel is is online. You know what I'm saying? Just so
Islam. Islam to the Grand Sheikh, man. Thanks for holding me down. I've been in peace for a long time. And he's one of the few people to openly bang on people.
Yeah, so you know what I'm saying? So that's a shout out, and you know what I'm saying? A shout out especially from, you know what I'm saying, Brother Usir, you know what I'm saying, to Brother Kujo, you know what I'm saying? So
Islam, give thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. You already know how they be hating. They've been hating all day.
You know, it's like you mentioned, man. You talk about, you know, you expose the sellouts. Everybody's crying, unite, but Kwame, you know what I'm saying, spoke about, you know, the sellouts in the sport business. And everybody's, you know what I'm saying, is supporting him. So, you know what I'm saying, most definitely, you know what I'm saying, the work that you're doing is, you know what I'm saying, that's the most most impacted, man. So thank you, bro.
Thank you, yo. And peace to the Duke whenever he gets back on.
Yes,
to the Duke.
Exactly. So Brother Marcus, so technically, you know, from what Cyril was stating, it's to get in connection with their sincere ones. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Bro, so In the meantime that Asir will be back, could you go, you know what I'm saying, quickly on nationality to Brother Marcus? He's in Montreal,
yeah,
to place.
All right. The more I was saying, there's all these different ways of, right, but depending on where it is that you're coming from, as far as your national descent, you might already have a nationality, and all you're doing is correcting your status, not necessarily proclaiming your nationality. So, for example, somebody who's from the continent, let's say, more than likely they have a nationality already. Somebody from Asia, more than likely they have a nationality. So what you're doing is you're going to be making the transition from the all capital letters name to a free name that has Bay on it, right? So with us, what we do is we do a name correction, which corrects the name, and then you do a judicial proclamation. And once you do the name correction and the judicial proclamation, then you would apply for your identification to match that, right? And again, like Brother Asir was saying, this is not for you to get out of something, or you got something going on, and you know this is more a mindset
right.
thing, correcting your mind thing, not really correcting the paper thing, but just get my number from Brother AGL.
Islam.
And give me a shout since the Duke's back. Islam, Duke.
Islam, great one.
And
thanks for holding it up,
though. Blessed to the Empress and the fam. Appreciate
good looking,
it.
Bro.
Appreciate
you're not
work for all your work, yo. Thank you
for
everything.
Shukran, brother. We all we got, man.
That's all we got.
For real, God.
Especially now. We're all we got for
especially
real.
Now, God. We all we got. So any Moors is doing the right thing. As the prophet said, he said, the one thing surprised me is when I see a Moor do right.
Any
Moors doing right, you got to give respect, man. So, again, thanks you for always keeping it real and letting the people know what this is and that we all just not be active, we not passive. And the fact that just because we Moors and we practice love, truth, peace, being equality, justice and equality don't mean that we don't have the scimitar and all of that too, you know. So it's definitely, we need that. So thank you, brother.
Thank you, bro. So, you know, while you were connecting. Oh, go ahead, Cujo. Go ahead, Cujo. Sorry.
Oh, no, I was just going to say I yield the floor just so you could get back to your session.
Islam.
Give thanks.
Islam.
So to the people out there, you know what I'm saying, that's just another evidence and proof, you know what I'm saying? You know, real Moors that do the work, you know what I'm saying? And despite the aiding, despite, you know what I'm saying, cutting the corner, despite the people, you know what I'm saying, or hating, or the ones that cutting the corners speak, you know, bad against, you know, Asir Cujo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to let you know that their work is significant and it's sincere.
Shukran, brother. Yeah. Shukran, brother. Because like I said, when they'll take the message how they want, because our people be fickle. But like, for instance, when Shahrazad Ali was out here, when Jewel Pukram was out here, when Dr. Frances Cress Wilson, bless the dead, was out here, she was telling females how they need to get right, how they need to get back when they man and come back in order. Everybody tried to ignore them, right? We want to follow more with Beyonce, single ladies, and all this other crap, right? Now here comes this dude come out and just got the whole world taken by storm. This dude on the internet with a black woman call in, and he basically run through them. You know what I'm saying? I forget the dude's name. Somebody killed
him. Kevin Sampson.
Yes. Thank you. On the tip of my tongue. Yes, him. And look, he basically saying the same thing that the sister was saying. The same thing, bro. And she was giving it to the sisters in love, because this is a mother, a grandmother, a great-grandmother. You understand what I'm saying? A Muslim, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Who have praise for Allah, who give all respect and glory to Allah. And that's the problem. They only want to accept it from an Angela Bass, somebody that's Christian, you see? Somebody that's Prince Hall, Sigma Phi, Rho, and all that shit, influence. And that's what's killing the black community. And instead of our people doing the knowledge to that, what we doing? They trying to find any type of dirt on this nigga as possible. You understand? But he ain't doing nothing that the other one, Tommy Sotomayor, and the other one was doing. You know what I'm saying? But the problem, like I said, is niggas want to pick and choose the message. They want to pick and choose the messenger. We want to be able to get the knowledge and all that, but we want to be able to assimilate it how we want to assimilate it.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be able to know why you got the info to say this, this, and that. But these same motherfuckers sit there and watch Dr. Phil all day. You know what I'm saying? You same niggas watching the Ayanna Bandstand all day, who used to come out and try to diss Shahrazad Ali.
Mm-hmm.
And now look at her. Now look at her. She now echoing the same shit. And keep it real with you. Keep it real with you on her. She wrote a book. And in the book, she talked about how she was with this dude in the projects one time and knew he had a girl, but she was doing her own thing. And she wound up, the girl wound up coming home early. And the dude wound up being like, whatever, he ain't trying to lose his girl. Grab up all her clothes and threw her out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Had to go out the project window. That was my pops.
For real.
Real talk, son. That was my father. That was my father on his pimp shit and whatever back then.
Wow.
And I say that to say the woman that he wasn't trying to leave was my mother. You understand? This is how deep we be involved in the game and don't even know. This shit I found out about right before he died, bless the dead.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So all I'm saying is stop hating on the messenger, man. Let's start respecting one another. Let's put the original woman back where she's supposed to be. And all of these Boule, Sigma Phi Rho, Black Skull and Bones chicks, because that's who's really running it right now, if y'all ain't know. The Sigma Phi Rho and the what you call it, the OTO Scottish white men. Because Sigma Phi Rho was set up to be basically the female, black female Skull and Bones. Also, Sandra Bland was Sigma Phi Rho. And you see what they did to her when she started waking up. If that was even a real occurrence. Because, you know, they made a video about it. They had a Netflix movie and shit. So whenever they get like that, that's the other thing. Netflix was started by Sigmund Freud's great-great-grandson. Sigmund Freud was a fraud, was a voracious pedophile who was inbred. And was marrying into his sister, and everybody in their family went crazy. And this is the nigga that they established the whole psychological evidence from. Another one of his proteges was a dude named Edward Bernays. Edward Bernays is the father of feminism. This is the nigga that created feminism as a military operation to inject into the black community to get black women to give up their families to move more into becoming white women into their families.
Black. to heaven for Jesus. My homeboy's doing life, baby mama be stressing, shedding tears when her son finally asked that question. Where my daddy at? Mama, why we live so poor? Why you crying? Heard you late night to my bedroom door. Now do you love me, mama? Why they keep on calling me nigga? Get my weight up with my hate and pay them back when I'm bigger. And still ducking in this jail cell, missing my block. Hearing brothers screaming all night, wishing they stop. Proud to be black, but why we act like we don't love ourselves? So look around, but stop, check yourself. Know what it means to be black, whether a man or girl. And it's white man's
it's
world.
White man's world.
We must fight for brotherhood. We must fight for brotherhood.
All black.
In a white man's world. We must fight for brother Geronimo Pratt. We must fight
for white man's world.
For brotherhood.
We must
fight
for white man's world.
For the countless political prisoners who are locked up falsely by this white man.
A new direction, and I'm making an eye. My time away just made perfection. Cause I think I die, not going wild. Why should I care? Like we holding on to lost love that's no longer there. Can you please help me? God bless me, please keep my seeds healthy. Making all my enemies bleed while my cheese wealthy. Hoping they bury me with ammunition, weed and shells, just in case they trip in heaven. Ain't no cheese in hell. Sister, sorry for the pain that I caused your heart. I know I'll change if you help me, but don't fall apart. Rest in peace to Lil Tasha, Lil Yummy and Kato. Too much for this cold water tank, ended up being fatal. Every woman in America, especially black, stay with me, can't you see that we under attack? I never meant to cause drama to my sister and mama, but we make it to better times in this white man's world.
You're out of touch with reality. A few of you in a few smoke-filled rooms calling that the mainstream, while the masses of the people, white and black, red, yellow, and brown, poor and vulnerable, are suffering in this nation.
The seal and the Constitution reflect the thinking of the founding fathers that this was to be a nation by white people and for white people. Native Americans, blacks, and all other non-white people were to be the burden bearers for the real citizens of this nation.
In opposition to the secret order, right? I want to say that, you know, when it comes to history, believe nothing. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, just think about, you know, how we are taught and how all of this shit is laid out before us. But we seem to always be looping. We seem to always not, we're not really growing out here. You know what I'm saying? We seem to, like, something's off, right? Something's off, and something's off. Like underneath the curtain, you know what I'm saying? Underneath the 5 or 50 different curtains that we have as far as the secret orders and secret societies and all of this. And no disrespect to anybody, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to use the word sold out, but no disrespect to anybody who have, you know, quote, sold out, if you will. You know, I mean, we're all trying to survive out here. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us are in fear out here. You know what I'm saying? So not to shun and no disrespect to, you know, to those who are deeply in it and know that it's that it may be a problem. You know what I'm saying? I hope that, you know, you are able to eject or get out, you know, and still be protected. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sure how deep you are in it. But, you know, we're moving on, you guys. I mean, we are moving on, y'all. You know, I mean, we had rehashing all of this stuff is just going to keep us in a loop. So how long are we going to do this shit? You know what I mean? Do we really want to grow? I don't think so, y'all. You know, because, I mean, come on. What a lot of people are doing in secret is just keeping us in bondage. You know what I mean? And you think, okay, there's levels to it, you guys. So excuse me, because I promise you I don't know what I'm talking about, allegedly. You know what I mean? But what I do know is this. It is some shit going on behind the scenes that is not working. That I do know. And it will be revealed to its depth. Let me say that, because I think a lot of us are on to something, but do we really know? You know, there's a quote, you don't know what you don't know. And that I do know. All right? So we are the Baby Kids, y'all. Shout out to Brother Wisdom. Shout out to Robert Harris, the ancestor, who Baby Kids, you guys, go back and watch that movie. But let Brother Wisdom articulate to you what that truly means symbolically. On that, you guys, I'm going to go ahead and bow out. Love you guys to life. Hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. And I'll be back for more, guys. Be sure that you subscribe to our Enhancing Awareness group to get emails when I do go live. And, yeah, guys, till next time. Peace.
Brothers and sisters, this Bless Your Energy. This is Brother Wisdom. What's going on, guys? I went on the YouTube community posting and posted about Baby Kids. And myself and a brother at the workplace, you know, had a really, really big discussion. And, you know, I was telling, you know, we were talking about Baby Kids and how the movie was so significant. But because at the time we were looking so much at the entertainment in it and laughing that we could not see the message that was being put out. Now you see, Bebe left her children. You know, this is done by Brother Robin Harris. You know, Mother Nature rest his soul. You know, they did the brother wrong, just like a lot of our people. But you know, Bebe sent $20, all right, to have the three of them go to this amusement park, all right, with Robin and his girlfriend and her son. Now, you know, everything is numerical value, 20. They gave $20, two, which is a symbol of angelic energy, three is the symbol of Trinity. But it was four children in all. So four, which represents perfection. And the youngest was the smartest, who was the baby. But in this thing here with Baby Kids, it was showing us that you had this Robert Harris' girlfriend, I forget the girlfriend name, or the friend girl, whoever she was, her son was representation of our brothers and sisters who were caught up in the system. You know, oh, you got to do this, you got to pay your taxes, you got to do that, you know, you got to do it the way the law says, oh, if the police get behind you, you got to do this, you know, if they take you to court, you got to do this, you got to pay this, this is what they were. Baby Kids represented those who were free-hearted, who didn't give a damn about nothing. And they were trying to tell him, you know, because they were picking on him. He was like, you know, you gonna do such, you gonna do this and do that. You know, they were picking on him because he was so closed-minded. How many brothers and sisters you know out there are actually closed-minded? You know, how many brothers and sisters you know who are actually sitting up waiting for the system instead of being a free heart and a free mind? focusing on how to free myself. Very few that you know, that you can count on your hand. But you, it's a whole lot more who caught up in the system. So Bebe Kids was the children and who were like, we're going to have a free heart, we're going to have a free mind, and their energy was so great that the orc beings, or the so-called white people in this movie, were scared of them, and they feared their energy. And they finally woke the young brother up, and he finally realized that he didn't have to be a part of the system. He didn't have to link into the system. He finally realized that I can be free. I don't have to go to school. I don't have to wear a suit. I can wear my locks. I can do what I want to do. I can build what I want to build. So in the essence of the movie, the energy got so high and they started doing whatever they wanted to do, and they started fucking that amusement park up, and that amusement park was the representation of this whole governmental structure, because it's just an amusement park. That's all it is. It's not real. It's just an amusement park. It's a game. It's all a fantasy. It's all it is. So they ended up exerting so much energy that even this white police officer began running from them. These were children. They were nothing but children. But the children represented the energy, the power, showing us how much power that we actually have when we have a free mind and a free heart. And they literally brought that amusement park, that colossal, huge amusement park, down to the ground. And this is where we are going. We are going in this route. Okay? We're moving in this route because now we're saying, you know, we gotta have a free mind, we gotta have a free heart. Well, people say we tired of this shit. You know, so saw Brother the Gas Station. He's like, you know, my day has just started, but I don't want to start it. I could be doing something else. And the thing about it is we could be building. We can be creating. I was watching a video of how to build pyramids from bricks. And I'm like, we can do this. We can start building pyramids from bricks. And we can build huge pyramids from bricks. And we can put crystals and all kind of other things into them. We can really, really do this, because we got to have a free heart and a free mind. We have been through too much pain and suffering. We have gone through 500 years of genocide. These beings doing whatever they want to do to us on our planet. They telling us what we can do, what we can't do, when we can move, when we can walk, how we can talk. They're telling us, and they're on our planet. They're on our land. We have to be Bebe Kids. We got to be free and say, you know what? I don't care. I don't care nothing about you. I don't care nothing about your system. Let's turn this car upside down. Let's chase this police officer down and beat the fuck out of his ass. Show him how much power he got. They don't have no power. See, what they've caused upon us is a mental contusion. When you say a contusion is a bruise. So they've mentally bruised us and caused us to fall from something that was so powerful. And they want us to live under the likes of them. They want us to continuously take the mess from them spraying the skies and creating winter time, and we going running out buying coats and shoes and boots, and you know, they want us to continually be victims to their system. They don't want us to wake up. They don't want us to see the reality that we're supposed to be a free mind and a free heart. That's what made us so powerful, is because we had a free mind and a free heart. So they had to force upon us something that was not real. I just had a deja vu occurrence. I saw myself talking, doing the same speech, but I couldn't remember where I saw it at, but I saw myself. I had to be in the astral room or something. But they want to control our entire livelihood, and we can't let them do it. We can't. We have to become the children. And you see, that's why I like Bebe Kids, because they were just free. They were just free. And like we said, these orc beings, they fear. Their greatest fear of us is a free heart. Their greatest fear is an unlearned heart. And when we talk about unlearned heart, we're talking about those who are not learned in that system. And the Bebe Kids, they were unlearned in the system. They didn't care about the police. They didn't care about nothing. You had this police officer with a gun on his hip and a badge, and he's running from these four children who were literally wreaking havoc in their little la-la land that they created. They tore that thing down. They brought that amusement park to the ground. And this is where we must be. So we got war. We've got a reason to war. And we are letting them know that, hey, you can't turn us against ourselves anymore. There's many of our people who have worked against their own. We're starting to see that many of them are turning around. Brother Jerome, I got your message too, brother. Hey, my apologies too. All right, my apologies too. We're going to come together one day, the two of us and the rest of the brothers and sisters, because we got a lot of work to do. First, we got to prepare our hearts for this inevitable war, so that we can go ahead and take back what belongs to us. But yeah, this is what they fear. They fear a free heart. They fear a soul that knows who he or she is. And all these lessons that we have learned, dark energy, worshiping yourself, the light energy, the radiation, the magnetism, the powers that's within us, the ability to control the forces. I mean, all this stuff that we've learned, we must apply it every day. And we must apply it and put it to the test and see that once I link it to myself, and there's no more fear, because that's what the Baby's Kids didn't have. They didn't have fear. There was no fear in their hearts. They didn't care. And this is where we gotta be. I don't care about your system. I don't care about your money. Just like I said, I like the Joker. Why the Joker? He went and broke into the bank and he took all those millions of dollars. He didn't want the millions of dollars for himself. He burned the shit. He burned it because he says, I don't need it. He says, you guys are crazy. You are crazy. And this whole system is crazy. They're idiots. And a lot of our people, you know, like we said before, they're following after the system, and they keep doing the same thing over and over again, hoping for different results. But what did the Bebe Kids do? They didn't do the same thing. They were doing different things. Every time you turn around, they was doing something. They was tearing something up, and it's like, I don't care. It's not mine. And this is how we need to be. This is not my system. Why the fuck should I care? Why the fuck should I care? Why should I care if that building burns down? Oh, let me put it on fire for them. Why should I care?
So many of our people are stuck in that mindset that, oh, you know, you got to care for this right here because, you know, we need the money for this and that. We don't need a goddamn thing for these motherfuckers. We don't need no reparations. I saw something about some reparations or whatever. And I'm like, me and the brother was talking. I said, there is no amount of money that these beings can give us to repair, because reparations is repair rations. That's all reparations is repair rations. So you giving us rations of money to repair something. There is no money on the planet that you can give us to repair the damage that you guys did to our people, wiping out entire generations. When we say entire generations, we mean there are generations right now that were on the realm, or that were here on our realm, within our realm, that are no longer here. The entire bloodline has been destroyed. Whole generations gone. Mother, father, sister, brother, grandmother, grandfather, uncle, aunt, cousin. Whole generations are gone. There is no amount of money that you could possibly give, that you orc beings could possibly give, to replace the bloodlines that were completely wiped off the planet. There's no money. There's no money to give to replace all the trees that you destroyed, all the rivers and the lakes that you destroyed, all the fruit that you destroyed. And the thing about it is, even our ancient fruit, they have our ancient fruit, the seeds of our ancient fruit, boxed away somewhere as some seed distribution, or some seed holding place, where they have all of our seeds. And I think it was like three different areas, and one of them got, one or two of them got flooded out. And I think they have one left, where they have all of our seeds. So there's no amount of money that you can possibly pay us to replace all the gold on our land that you've stolen, the diamonds, the precious gems that we use for technology. We didn't use them to hoard them. That was just a meteor strike that happened in Brazil a few days ago, and some pretty large sized meteors, like a few hundred of them, landed. And you guys can look it up and follow it up on yourself. But several hundred of them landed. And this orc government hears about it. And the Brazilians allowed this. And they ran down there and they put a price on the meteors. This is what they do. This is how low they are. They go and put a price on the meteors. You got something that came from the cosmos for the original people. The shit belongs to us. Whatever comes from the cosmos on this planet belongs to us. This is why we got to get ready and be the fucking baby kids and fuck this shit up and take back what belongs to us and not give a damn about nothing. They put a price. They said, oh, this is worth $26,000. So if you got $26,000, you can have this one big stone. I mean, these are nice size meteors that I saw on the thing I was reading. You look it up. The meteor strike that happened in Brazil. And these orc bands put a price on it. $26,000 per meteor. Because this is what they do. They know nothing else but to put prices on things. And our people have got this notion that, well, you got a price on it, we can do it. No, we got to be the baby kids. And the baby kids knows who the enemies are. The baby kids know these orc beings are the enemies. Some of our people today don't know the enemies. They have that time, oh, you can vote for Trump, you can vote for Biden, you can vote for Harris. Guess what? Trump,
Biden and Harris, they're all pedophiles. Huh? They're all pedophiles. Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Michael Jordan, they're all pedophiles. Oprah, Ellen, all of them, they're all pedophiles. So the thing about it is, we have an enemy among us, and we have to be the baby kids, and we just have to not give a fucking damn and have a free heart and a free mind and just fuck they shit up and fuck them up also, because they got an answer. Their entire species has got an answer for what their forefathers did, and their forefathers did a great disservice to us. A great, great disservice. And we've got to bring the vengeance. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Who's the Lord? We are the lords. We are the landlords. We own this planet. We so-called black people are the owners of this planet. And very soon, we're going to have to show our true ownership, because we're going to have to become the baby kids. And we're going to destroy everything that they created and bring this whole goddamn amusement park that they created to the fucking ground. Don't give a damn about the teddy bears and the little whatever else, you know, that, and the teddy bears and all that represents the money and the cars and the job positions and all that. Don't give a fuck about none of this shit. Just tear the motherfucking shit to pieces. That's what we got to do. We got to become the baby kids and say, you know what? It's over. It's over. Anybody who wants to depart and say, I don't want to do that, you hold your hands up, you say, you trying to, it ain't time to go yet. What, you trying to leave us? Uh-uh. You joining in with us because you're a part of this. Yeah. We got to become the baby kids and not give a fuck at all. All right, guys. Just a little motivation, because we're getting ready for war. You can, and these orb beings can feel this shit in the air. They can feel it in the air. You feel it in the atmosphere. It's all over. The tension is high because we're ready to get rid of them. No more negotiations, no mercy, no nothing. And we're going in, and we're going in head first. And like one, the brother was saying, he said, you know what, how are we going to get the heads of them? I said, how do you think you get the heads? You start cutting the tails off, that head going to turn around. You cut the tail of the snake off, that head going to turn around. That's when you get the head, because now he's weak, because he don't have anyone to fight for them. Their tail is their regular people, the police, the FBI, all that shit. Fuck them motherfuckers up. Show the true power of who we are. We're nature's children. And all those who are confined in the system, we wake their ass up to them and let them know. Slap the fuck out of them. Let them know, hey, wake your ass up, motherfucker. Wake up. Wake up. You've been asleep too long. Let's go to war. Because we've been through too much. All right, guys. Pass this message on to you. Let's become the baby kids. Let's not give a fuck. That's on 100. All right.